Learning the Turner story and others like it at the memorial and museum helped alleviate my shame. I know what my father did to my mother was wrong. I also have come to realize that society is steeped in institutional racism that shaped my parents in ways that we are still trying to recover from. My father was probably a two-year-old when Turner was lynched in a neighboring state. I didn't understand that when I began despising him as a boy, scared and helpless in the corner of the kitchen watching him hit my mother. What must it have been like growing up in a country that hated you for possessing the wrong skin? That forced you to bow down to white boys and girls who routinely called you the N-word. That legislated you out of an equal education and into the worst jobs and neighborhoods, all of it enforced by white neighbors and businessmen and pastors and judges and juries and prosecutors and sheriffs and policemen. What must it be like to see that? To this day, those people still often face no justice. For all that we've seen change in, yes, the wake of America's first black president, we forget how much we are surrounded by those who remain, understandably, wary of who we say we've become. When I worked as a columnist in South Carolina for a daily newspaper whose readership was mostly white and conservative, elderly black people would call to check on me. They spoke in whispers as though they might be overheard. They explained to me why they feared I would be disappeared if I kept on criticizing the white governor and other officials. They were not joking. They had seen too much to dismiss what may feel to some like a remote possibility. The museum in Alabama, as gut-wrenching as any ever conceived, is for all of us, but especially for those people. They will no longer have to speak in hushed tones about what happened. An unflinching portrayal of the hell they lived through is public confirmation that their lives still matter, that what they survived was real, and as are the lingering effects of the trauma. They, like me, were taught in public schools with history books written by a descendant of a Confederate soldier who spent more time suggesting that black people were satisfied under Jim Crow than exploring the decades-long aftershock of slavery. They, like me, have witnessed more than their share of violence. The lynching monuments can't erase the rage and the shame and the fear that remain, but by correcting the historical record, they allow a deeper healing to begin. I have felt it myself.